Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Quiet.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And today, I bring you Muhammad Ali's right hand. That's right. I can't bring you Ali. Not anymore. Of course, his health status won't allow him to do lengthy interviews. But guess what? Gene Kilroy is available. His right hand. I used to call him the godfather of the Muhammad Ali entourage. That's right. Gene Kilroy will be here right about the 20 minutes past the hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live on the iHeartRadio, and then, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 93. We got it going on, folks. You can hit us on the toll-free if you want, because we're talking combat sports, boxing, and mixed martial arts for the next hour. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. 34 years ago, the slaying of Muhammad Ali the Fighter in Las Vegas by our guest last week, of course, Mr. Larry Holmes. Well, guess what? This week we'll bring in Ali's side of the equation, Gene Kilroy. Straight up, we're talking boxing and MMA for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite 93. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Why are you all looking so scared? Act like you're going to a funeral. I'm the one fighting. George Foreman. You've been believing all the stuff you've been reading about how hard he hits. George Foreman, not now Joe Frazier. He'll destroy the kid. When you get out here, if you're afraid, just smile. Just act like you're happy. I'm not going to win the fight if I went out thinking like you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
Minutes past the hour, the great Tom Bose laying it out there with East Bay Soul, my buddy Greg Adams' band, of course. East Bay Soul, a direct product of Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, you can check them out on the website. They're going to be in San Jose, I think, December the 20th with War, and Pedro will be on hand. Of course, Tower of Power, you can check out my work writing about the band, the gigs, the live gigs, the records, the old times, all that kind of good stuff. Of course, Tower of Power charting number 4. On the Billboard Jazz Charts, and their last album in 2008, straight up, TowerPower.com, hit the message board. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, the MMA world, with the exception of Bellator, who's rocking and rolling on Friday nights, but UFC's off until the 25th with Jose Aldo and Chad Mendes, too. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but straight up, we're talking boxing straight up. And, of course, you know, as I said, 34 years ago, Muhammad Ali losing to... Larry Holmes. It was terrible. We'll talk with Gene Kilroy about that, and we'll go up, down, and you know, it was an emotional night because I was in tears the next day, and I'm not going to say this to Mr. Kilroy, but I was in tears the next day, and I was at the press conference, and Ali was there, and he was wearing glasses, and you know, and I was all moisty-eyed, this and that, and I walked up to him at the press conference. This is when you can actually get up to a fighter at a press conference back in 1980. Now they've got like an army of security guards and guys that want to be cops standing between you and them. So it's like getting to a Hollywood starlet, or it ain't going to happen. But in the old days, you could get to the biggest guys in the world, Holmes. I mean, if you wanted to walk up to Larry Holmes that morning and ask him to sign an autograph, you could have it. Ali the same. Ali signed an autograph for me. I can't find it. But that was 34 years ago, so we're going to talk with Gene Kilroy about that and make it about 24, 25 minutes past the hour. Of course, we are 1 week away from Gennady Golovkin, the undefeated 30-0 with the 27 KOs, middleweight champion of the world, the man recognized by the WBA, but not by Ring Magazine or as the linear world champion. Of course, the linear title belongs to Miguel Cotto of Puerto Rico, who beat the former champion. I mean, it was a big surprise, but not for Cotto and not for the Puerto Ricans. In fact, speaking of Puerto Rican boxing, there's an article up on the website right now about Felix Verdejo. He's an outstanding lightweight, 15-0, 11 KOs. Jason B. Nava put an article together at ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. So he's a kid to watch. Circle that name and remember it. I'm talking about a good fighter, a real good fighter. An Olympian of Puerto Rico, but didn't medal. Doesn't mean nothing. A lot of the best guys, you know, that turn pro don't medal in the Olympics, don't win gold because, you know, the Olympic boxing, the Olympic style of boxing is far different from that of the professional ranks because in amateur boxing, it's the amount of punches you land. In other words, I could slap you for 19 times and you could knock me down 17 times. And guess what? I'm going to win the fight 19-17. That's just the way it goes. A knockdown is considered just a blow. Which is wrong, I think, and I think they're going back to the something like the 10-point must system or something. They're talking about changing the scoring, and they need to because amateur scoring, amateur boxing, it's like fencing with gloves. That's the best way to describe amateur boxing in 2014. Fencing with gloves. That's what it looks like. Anyway, Golovkin 1 week away from defending that title against the rugged Mexican Marco Antonio Rubio, of course. Gennady Golovkin will be on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, Sirius Satellite, XM Channel 93. That's at Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and of course, Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Satellite, XM Channel 93. But we've got all this star power tomorrow, because guess what? It's not only Gennady Golovkin, it's King Khan. I'm talking about Amir Khan. Amir Khan will be the man I think that has the best chance of beating Floyd Mayweather. He just does. I mean, style-wise, his flaws are he doesn't take the greatest punch in the world. Well, guess what? Floyd Mayweather isn't the hardest hitter in the world. Yeah, he hits sharp and he hits directly, but I really think that Khan's boxing skills and the fact that he can crack a little bit, he can crack enough, I think, to box Mayweather and back him up. Because remember, Marcos Medina, a B-plus fighter, maybe, okay, allegedly gave Mayweather hell the first time. Of course, I scored it a draw, but I thought, Mayweather was coming on and would have done well in the rematch. And he did well in the rematch, of course, schooling Medina. But, you know, Amir Khan, he beat the snot out of Marcos Medina. It wasn't a fight. So what I'm trying to say is styles make fights, and I think that Amir Khan, who's going to be my guest tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and of course Monday as well at 5 p.m. on the Satellite XM's satellite network. So we got it going on. Two big stars. Of course, Pakistani descent is Amir Khan, living in the United Kingdom, a big star over there, an iconic figure. Of course, the prodigy, and of course, Gennady Golovkin. Man, I have a hard time pronouncing the country he's from, but Kazakhstan, something like that. Anyway, he is the guy at middleweight. I think he's a world champion. He will be the guy for a long time at 160 pounds. He's a small middleweight. He could probably go down to 154, but he's not going to go to 154 unless he would meet Floyd Mayweather at 154. And Floyd Mayweather wouldn't even want to get in the same, like, time zone or zip code with Gennady Golovkin, let alone the same ring. Unless, you know, maybe one-handed, maybe if Golovkin agreed to fight him with one hand. But Golovkin, of course, in the main event, semi-main, the Filipino Flash. I don't know. Nonito Donaire. Now fighting at 126 pounds, taking on Nicholas Walters, undefeated, 24-0, something like 20 or 19 knocks, 19 knockouts, something like WBA featherweight title, of course, 126 pounds. And Donaire is a guy that won big in 2007, 7-7 2007. He was rolling sevens that day. I hope that guy played dice because that was the day he knocked out Victor Chinian, July 7th, 2007, sevens across the board. And he sort of sprung to prominence. I mean, I knew he could fight, but I didn't know he would handle Victor Chinian the way he was. Turns out Vic was just a bit of a brawler. Anyway, Nicholas Walters, unbeaten. He's supposed to give Nonito Donaire hell. Of course, Donaire beaten handily by the world champion, 122 pounds, Guillermo Rigueno, the undefeated lad from Cuba. Of course, the two-time Olympic gold medalist. But, you know, Rigueno's the real deal. Pound for pound, you may not like his style. Some purists do. I happen to appreciate the fact that he's got all this ability. Larry Merchant, on the other hand, he got to get out the vomit bag for Larry when Guillermo's fighting. That's just Larry. I mean, some guys like Chevys, some guys like Fords, okay? Some guys like boxers, some guys like punchers. And obviously, Larry is not enamored with the style of the unbeaten world champion at 122 pounds. But Donaire, forced out of his roost at 122, now fighting at 126. Walters unbeaten. There are a lot of people picking Walters in this fight. There are a lot of people saying that, you know, Donaire has had his run. He didn't, you know what, for some reason he didn't hit that crescendo. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it's his lack of working with the media. Because he's got some issues. You know, his wife runs the show and she calls the shots. And I think she's his manager now. And, you know, she was telling people, I remember years ago she was telling people like Bob Arum what to go and what to do and things like that. And I think that it's possible that her involvement in his career has derailed him, has stifled him, has prevented him from becoming the superstar that I thought he could have, because he had an open window of opportunity there. And it's been 7 years since he knocked out Victor Arcinian. 7 years. That's an eternity for a prize fighter. And in 7 years, I don't know. I think he missed the boat. Nonito Lunaire. Fight next week, HBO Championship Boxing from the StubHub Center in Carson, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, Ali's right hand in the 70s and 80s. I'm talking about the king of the entourage, Mr. Gene Kilroy, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, live worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This past week, of course, October 2nd, Muhammad Ali being slain in Las Vegas by Larry Holmes, I went to the godfather of the Ali entourage, Gene Kilroy, and asked him, what happened?
When Muhammad came to Vegas, he was in great shape. He was waiting. He weighed 217. And, you know, great athletes or great fighters, you know, you can con everything, but you can't con that scale. And his body, his weight was down, his timing was good, his wind was good, everything. And then someone decided to shoot him up with some stuff. I don't know what it was. I was totally against it. And then after that, he became a shell of what he was.
It was called Thyrolar, and the doctor that put it together was a doctor named Dr. Williams. He was hired by Herbert Muhammad. Sound about right?
Right.
Yeah. But Gene Troy is our guest, as I said, folks, a member of the Ali entourage. You know, when you first saw Ali back in...
He believed in the doctor, and the doctor was also... He helped his father many ways, you know, Herbert's father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, I mean, there was no games being played. He just took the wrong road. He believed in the wrong thing, you know. It happens every day in life. You go to a doctor, you think he's helping, then you find out he's not. That's why everybody always wants to get a second opinion when they're dealing with doctors.
Sure. Well, you know, doctors, just like lawyers, are just practicing. They're not really doing it.
That's the cliche.
Yeah. Gene Kilroy is our guest, folks. Gene, when you look back at the career of first Cassius Clay and then Muhammad Ali, is what he did in the ring less important than what he did outside of the ring as far as standing up to the draft and things like that?
Well, what made Muhammad different, he was a champion inside the ring and outside the ring. You know, you see fighters today, they fight, their workouts are closed, they don't mix with people. The only time you can meet them is at a mall signing an autograph. But his workouts, his practices, everything was open to the whole public. And when we'd arrive in a town, he would, you know, find out the children's hospital, let's go visit the kids. And, you know, there was a lot of children who were sick, wasn't going to make it. We'd, you know, go in the children's ward, spend time with them. And he believed that by doing this, and God would look out for him and look out for his own children and a lot of the people. You know, and he never went there with a camera. You never seen him with a camera or a television crew. He just went in because of his heart. He wanted to do things right for the kids. And I run into people today, and they tell me, you know, you don't remember me, but 30 years ago you came to this Shriners Hospital in Philadelphia, and my son was there. And, you know, I just want to thank you. I said, well, don't thank me. It was Muhammad Ali.
You know, you bring that up, Gene, and I was with Ali. Harold Smith hired me as his bodyguard and his publicity agent. We went on a tour of China, and we went to Macau in 1994, and Ali, he was tired of meeting all these politicians. He told the bus driver, he told me to tell the bus driver, take us to a hospital. So we went to a children's hospital where kids had less than one arm, I mean, less limbs than normal. They were deformed, things like that. And there were some Catholic nuns taking care of these kids. And Ali said to me, how much money do you have on you? I said, about $300. He goes, give it to me. I said, okay. So I gave him $300. Harold gave him a few hundred. And he came up with about $1,200. And he gave it to the nuns. The nuns were running the convent. They said, this will be enough food to feed us for a year. We thank you so much. You know, and then as we were leaving, I mean, these kids were like all deformed with less than, as I said, you know, one arm and things like that. So I was a little teary-eyed. And Ali says to me, don't cry. Don't cry, Pete. Don't cry. He goes, why? He goes, we just fed them for a year. Be happy. Be happy. And, you know,
type of guy he was. I remember one time we were in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and a woman stopped us in the lobby, and she told us about her son being sick. And he's a big fan of Muhammad. She'd like to visit him. And
Muhammad said, sure, we're
going to go. And when the lady met us, Ali said, what's wrong with your son? She said, he has leprosy. And they would put, we would go see them, and they would put the food down for their relatives, their children, and then they would back off. Then they would get them, and they would be yelling back and forth. So we went to see them. We went down, and here we are sitting, Ali sitting right next to the guy with the leprosy, hugging him and talking to him, and I'm sitting right alongside of him. So I said, wow, I was scared. You know, here we are overseas, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I go back to the hotel. I must have taken about 10 showers, you know. I said, Ali, are you worried? He said, no, God's going to look out for us. You don't have to worry. So this is the type, this is the depth that this individual had.
So were you on the plane when they were leaving, was it Jamaica or Venezuela, when the plane almost crashed and Ali told Howard Cosell, I saved you again?
No, I don't remember that. I think that was Howard Cosell's story. Okay. We usually never flew with Howard Cosell.
Okay. When you look back at Cosell and Ali, they were like perfect timing for each other, weren't they?
Well, everybody says that Ali was a good friend of Cosell and Cosell was a good friend of Ali. We never visited his house. You know, it was a Cosell had a show to do, and they knew Wally was good ratings when he got him on his show.
Mm-hmm. No question about that. Gene Kilroy is our guest. Of course, he was part of the Muhammad Ali entourage for many, many years. Now, Ali still continues to be one of the most popular figures in the world. I mean, I've been with him. I told you on tours of Asia. People have stopped our bus in the middle of the street. People have come out of buildings. I mean, if the word Ali gets out and he's in town, people just are immediately attracted to him.
Well, he always had time for people. He never slept anybody off, or he didn't go out back doors or hide. You know, he was truly the people's champion. And I'm in town. We're doing this documentary, I Am Ali. And I think it's one of the finest documentaries that's been done on Muhammad. This girl,
talk
Claire Lewin, she put her teeth in it and made it happen. And I mean, it's 100% better than When We Were Kings that was up for the Academy Award or won the Academy Award. But this is a great documentary that not only tells about Muhammad, it tells about the affection and the feeling he had for his children. And, you know, when we traveled all over the world, you said you traveled with him, and how he was with children, hugging them. And I'll ask him one time, why do you hug all the kids? He said, because I wish my kids were here with me. But because the world put such a great demand on me, I can't spend that much time with them. But, I mean, his daughter, Maymay, she's going to be the one to carry the torch. She's involved with this Parkinson's disease. She does lectures. She's doing research. She speaks all over the world about Parkinson's. And I have friends of mine that come down with Parkinson's, and I said, you've got to call Maymay. Maymay calls them back. They talk. You know, she's on top of things.
Gene Kilroy, I guess, you know, Ali and Lonnie Ali, one night we were at a party in Macau. I guess I'm in Beijing. I might as well tell this. 93, we're in Beijing. 94, we're in Macau. 93, we're in Beijing, and Ali says to me, I we're going to toast. He goes, yeah. He goes, I don't drink. He goes, can you drink my cognac for me? I said, not a problem. So anyway, we ended up having eight shots, and of course that was a shot of mine, a shot of his. Needless to say, Lonnie Ali had to walk me to my room that night. I was in bad shape.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you walked me to your room.
Hey, and then the next morning, the maid thought I was dead because I was laying in a black suit on the bed. She thought I was dead, so she called Harold Smith, and everybody came in. Is he dead? And I woke up, and all these people are standing over me in the bed. I'm alive.
Well, they're great memories you have.
It's nothing. You know, all my memories of Muhammad Ali and the two trips I got to take with him around the world, they're just priceless memories, and people don't realize this, Gene, that, you know, he truly is the greatest. He is the most benevolent man I've ever met in my life. He's always giving, whether he's given himself or given money. People just don't realize what a benevolent man this guy is.
Well, I used to tell him every day, I said, if you weigh 218 pounds today, your heart weighed 216. He has a good heart, and he cares for people, really the people's champion. He always had time for the poor, the powerless, depressed, deprived, you know, and he believed that God picked him out, you know, to relate to other people, which I believe that myself.
Gene Vicaro has been our guest here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Gene, I want to wish you all the best. When's the movie coming out?
Well, I think it's going to be released in Phoenix on the 12th or the 20th or something. I'm not sure, but it's going to be in all the theaters, I think. I don't know what avenue they're going to go with it, but I'm sure it's going to be a great success.
Okay.
Once
the movie's out, Gene, can you come back and spend some time with me? We can talk some more.
Well, you got my number. Just give me a call, and I'll be available for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Gene Kilroy. Gene, I thank you so much for the memories. You always treated me nice when I was a young reporter, and I don't forget those things, sir. You're a class act, just like the greatest Muhammad Ali is.
Okay, if I ever make it big again, I'll hire you as my bodyguard.
All right, thank you so much. The great
Gene Kilroy,
folks, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, you can catch Ring Talk Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Saturday from 11 for an hour, and Sunday we go for 2 hours, a grand finale on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, you can always catch the Sports Overnight Weekend Edition, of course, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, Saturday nights, 10 o'clock p.m., myself, Sky Brown, my genius, and of course, my co-host, Zach Attack Young. We do it each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This has been a presentation of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Check the clocks, almost 36 minutes past the hour. Little Tower of Power, get a little funky here. I got the groove. We all got the groove. And we groove on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
If your dog suffers from sore joints, skin rash, or other signs of aging, Dogevity is for you.
It would get so bad that I'd have her out a block from the house and she couldn't even walk home.
When she was a young dog, her little hind quarter gave out on her. We took her to the veterinarian. They said that she would require surgery.
When they're on the Dogevity, they seem like they get a whole nother gear out of themselves.
In my more than 30 years as a vet, I've never seen a supplement make such a difference in pets' vitality and health.
I mean, I saw immediate results. At age 14, she's like a little puppy.
My son-in-law told me about Dogevity. Within 5 days, it was like a miracle.
Since Dogevity, our game of tug of war is back on.
To try Dogevity today, visit Dogevity.com.
Dogevity.com.
Dogevity. Dogevity.com.
Call 855-543-8484.
855-543-8484.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alchemywater.com.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Mayers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Jack!
Check it. 40 and a half minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with the iHeartRadio Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Straight up, we're talking boxing, of course, and MMA for an hour. Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, I return to these same microphones and I put on a different personality per se. And we've talked general sports for an hour on the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Of course, my cohorts, Zach Attack Young and a new guy. A guy I think you're going to find entertaining. He's an entertaining nerd. That's the best thing I can say about it. He's entertaining and he's a nerd. And he's one of those numbers guys. I'm talking about Sky Brown. So hopefully the sky is the limit. For the entire show, we're going to rock tonight. We're going to talk about the violence in the NFL. Because, you know, I mean, listen, it used to be just Oakland and maybe Cleveland, you know, where the classless showed up at NFL games and put on displays of, acting a fool. But now it's happening everywhere. The 49ers just in their brand new stadium, Levi's Stadium, that billion-dollar facility down there in Santa Clara, the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara, yeah, right. Anyway, the bottom line is some guy got in a fight there at a game like a week ago, and he's paralyzed now. They got video of that up at CNN.com. Pretty scary. You go to an NFL game, and like that guy that went to a Giants game down there in L.A. a couple of years ago, and they beat him, and he's paralyzed, and he's basically, like, you know, done. A vegetable. He can't live by himself. What a waste. A waste of a human life because the guy was the fan of another team? Okay, we'll talk about that tonight. That, the sports scores, we'll do the Major League Baseball. And, of course, speaking of Major League Baseball, Sky Brown will come to us from St. Louis, Missouri, and the site of the St. Louis Cardinals and, of course, San Francisco Giants National League Playoff Series. And of course, we'll talk combat sports on the Combat Sports Update brought to you by Alchemy Water. A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check it out, alchemywater.com. Straight up. Bellator MMA. Last night, Joe Warren captured the second championship in the Bellator MMA world. Of course, the former featherweight champion, 37 years old. Wow. I mean, 37, and a former champion at 145 pounds, dropped down to 135 pounds and won a unanimous nod over Eduardo Dantas. That was at Bellator 128. Of course, that was the One Star World Casino in great old Thackerville, Oklahoma. Don't laugh. Oklahoma's got some pretty good casinos, and I used to work out there for Tony Holden. And Oklahoma, as dumpy as it may seem, well, the casinos were not dumpy. They weren't. Seriously, they're beautiful. Some of those beautiful casinos up there in Oklahoma. I don't think I've been to the one in Thackerville, though, the fight capital of Oklahoma. Not exactly, but Oklahoma has good fights. Winstar World Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma, site of Bellator 128. So now Warren's 12-3. And I think he's the first fighter, if I'm correct, he's the first fighter in the history of the brand, the Bellator brand, of course, now being run, owned by Viacom for the most part, but now being run by the man that brought us, you know, the Strikeforce Championships. And, of course, MMA. I'm talking about Scott Coker. I mean, Scott's going to bring Bellator to another level. Watch. Give him the opportunity. And in a year from now, you'll start to see changes, I think real changes. And 3 or 4 years from now, five years from now, if we reach his visions, there'll be a second MMA group in town to rival the UFC, and it'll be Bellator. Anyway, straight up, want to give Mr. Warren a big round of applause. 37 years old, tough to come back and win a championship at 37. But he did it through wrestling. More power to him. Of course, Bellator is scheduled for Friday nights on Spike TV. That's right, Spike TV. Of course, speaking of Spike TV, they're dropping professional wrestling. I'll get to that in just a second. But Paul Bradley's in the main event, UFC 129. This is coming Friday. He's 21-6. These guys are fighting at 170 pounds. He stands 5'9", as I said, 170. Taking on Josh Neer. Josh Neer was with the UFC for a while. He's 27-9, and I think he's, if I'm correct, he's about 6 foot. 5'11", 6 foot. Anyway, he's got to come in at the 170-pound limit, I think, as well. So straight up, that's going to be the main event this Saturday night. And a lot of people think Paul Bradley's a pretty good fighter. He's got a good look to him. But Josh Neer can fight, and Josh Neer's already fought at the upper level. I'm not trying to say Bellator is a lesser level, but sometimes when guys have come from, made the crossover from Bellator to the UFC, such as Hector Lombard, the former middleweight champion of the Bellator MMA. He went over to the UFC, and he got thrashed. I mean, I think Bosch beat him up? Tim Bosch beat him up? I mean, they threw him in with Tim Bosch, who's not no gift. So that's no gift. Anytime you fight Tim Bosch, you better pack your lunch, because if you don't, guess what? He's going to take care of you straight up. Bosch is like the gatekeeper, per se, of the middleweight division. Yeah, he is. So, of course, you know, being the smart guy that he was, Mr. Lombard dropped down to 170. Now, at 170, he looks good, but will he be a killer? I just don't know. I just don't know. But, of course, you can check out Spike TV, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Time, Friday nights for all the Bellator action. Or go to the Bellator website, Bellator.com. That's B-E-L-L-A-T-O-R, Bellator.com. So Chad Mendes, kid from Team Alpha Male up there in Sacramento, California, going back after the world 145-pound championship held by Mr. Jose Aldo. Don't call him Jose. It's spelled Jose, but there's one's little marks over the E. Jose has to be Jose. Anyway, Chad Mendes, of course, losing prior to Jose Aldo. I don't know why they're doing this again, except for Aldo's supposedly out of competition and Mendes is the best at 145 pounds, according to the ratings. But, you know, he's from Team Alpha Male. They've all picked up their game a bit. They've got this new striking coach, or this new coach, and I can't think of his name right now. It just slips from my mind, up there in Sacramento, California. And, of course, Uriah Faber's benefit from this guy coming around. He's sort of like reborn as Team T.J. Dillashaw, the other teammate. I mean, he's the world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds. Of course, thrashing Renan Borrello, just thrash him for the title. Wasn't supposed to win. Supposed to brought in there like a chump. He was supposed to be a chump for this guy. He was. The Brazilian was like heavily favored. It was tough getting bets because the Brazilian was so heavily favored. Renan Borrello, okay, over T.J. Dillashaw. Borrello hadn't lost since 2008. He was the man. Not anymore. Got thrashed in May. Couldn't make the weight for the rematch. Some guy stepped in at the last minute, and he was, you know, handily thrashed and beaten about by Mr. Dillashaw. I think Dillashaw is one of the best fighters in the world. I think he's got the stand-up game. All of these guys, their stand-up game has improved immensely. These guys from Sacramento, with the addition of this new coach. It's just, it's phenomenal. It really is. Wow. I mean, they're boxing. And they're dirty boxing. When I your dirty box, like street fight boxing, like pop, 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 and then maybe a kick. And that's, I think that's a new style. And that's what's beating some, that's what's beating, of course, good old wrestling to an extent, but that's what's beating these Brazilians. The Brazilians are no longer in charge of the game. They created the game and they've lost it. They have one world champion, the aforementioned Jose Aldo. That's it. They used to rule every weight division, all of them. Okay, we're talking heavyweight, 265 to 205. Light heavyweight, 205 pounds. Middleweight, 185 pounds. Welterweight, 170. Lightweight, 155. Featherweight, 145. Bantamweight, 135. Flyweight, nobody cares. Yeah, they do, 125. Straight up, you know, this guy, I think, has got a hell of a shot, Chad Mendes, against Jose Aldo. I think Jose Aldo's another guy that's been dying at the weight. And when I say dying at the weight, folks, I mean a guy that you can tell, just like Borrello. You can tell just like Borrello. They're cutting extreme amounts of weight. They are bigger than the other guy in the octagon, size-wise. They're bigger. You can say, wow, that guy looks like he's a weight division bigger than him. Yeah, well, Jose Aldo, the only fight he lost was at 155 pounds at lightweight, not at 145 pounds. So at 145 pounds, he has this distinct size advantage over most of his opponents. Okay? And when you have the size advantage, there's got to be a price to pay at the end because you can't be cheating and making the weight forever. You just can't do it. You can cheat while you're young, but as your body ages and you keep going back and going back and going back, finally you go back and guess what? There's nothing there. And that could happen with Jose Aldo much the same way it happened in May. For Mr. Renan Borrello. Just can't make the weight anymore. They've been dying. They want to move up in weight. They'll stay champion as long as they can until they lose, making that money. Jose Aldo, I would say Chad Mendes is a live underdog. Will he win? Who knows? Live underdogs sometimes do come through. But I tell you what, if you bet underdogs all the time, like my buddy Ron Wong there of South San Francisco, California, you don't stand at the winner's table, you don't stand at the winner's window too often. When you do, you get paid handsomely, but I don't think one handsome payday is worth like losing, you know, 10 or 15 fights. Because that's what you're going to win when it comes to underdogs, for the most part, unless you know the game really know the game. I mean, you know each fighter, and you got insight as the training camps, things like that. You know, you're just betting, well, I think he'll win. You'll think. I don't know. I only like to bet on sure things. I really do. And what do you say Pedro's a sure thing? Well, I think that Cain Velasquez, the world heavyweight champion, I think him against Fabrice Werdum, I think that would be a sure thing in my mind. I'm just saying, that's how good I think Cain is. Of course, coming back from surgery, but still, I think Cain Velasquez is head and shoulders above all the other heavyweights in the world, be it Bellator, be it any of them. I'm serious. And if he did the intergender fighting, much like the late Andy Kaufman did, I think he could beat any woman in the world, too. Just kidding. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live World. This worldwide, this segment, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Former light heavyweight title challenger Glover Teixeira, who was a punching bag, who I said would be a live underdog against the champion John Jones, but John Jones just pounded him like salt. Good Lord, wasn't even close. So I thought he was a live underdog, and yeah, he turned out he was a dog. Anyway, Phil Davis is across the ring. Phil Davis and Glover in a crossroads fight. I mean, you know, the winner sticks around, the loser, you know, we'll use you to season our rookies coming along. Another light heavyweight fight, Fabio Maldonado's on the card. He's taking on Hans Stringer. I remember Maldonado. I only saw Stringer once. Darren Elkins is at featherweight. He's taking on Lucas Marlins. Of course, this is the UFC card, and UFC hasn't been around. I mean, there's no UFCs for 2 weeks. No UFCs for 2 weeks. Their first fight, the Jose Aldo and Chad Mendes fight, their first fight, that was in Brazil. It was UFC 142. And, of course, a first-round KO loss for Chad Mendes. So, Pedro, what are you trying to say? He's a live underdog, and he's been knocked out? Listen, there are so many different ways to lose in mixed martial arts than unless you've been busted up severely. I mean, like, you know, Junior Dos Santos was in the second and third fight with the aforementioned Cain Velasquez. Of course, Dos Santos knocking out Velasquez the first time, and in the blink of an eye, boom, knocked him out, hit him on the chin, and he went. Okay, but he didn't take a beating, and he really hadn't lost a round before or afterwards. And then he came back and he fought Dos Santos in a second fight and beat the snot out of him. And then he almost killed him in the third fight. He should have been arrested for domestic violence. I'm talking about the UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez. That beating he put down on that Brazilian was like, ye God. You saw the pictures, and I put them up at ringtalk.com, a couple of the horrific pictures of Dos Santos in the hospital afterwards. I mean, you know, I've never seen a boxer beaten that bad. In my life, never. But that guy had totally, like, had the you-know-what's kicked out of him. And now, as I say, Cain Velasquez is going to defend that World Heavyweight Championship in November in Mexico against Fabrice Werdum. That's a UFC pay-per-view. That'll go from live from Mexico City. But this featherweight championship, live underdog, yes. Will he win? I don't know. First-round knockouts, as I said, there's a lot of ways to lose in combat sports, you know, the submission, the knockout, losing the decision, getting disqualified. I mean, all kinds of different ways. A referee can stop the contest at his discretion if he feels. But it isn't that way in boxing. In boxing, it's sort of like points, knockout, or decision. I mean, you can get, there's all different ways to lose. Anyway, if you get knocked out real quick, be it in a boxing match or in a UFC match, I think that's sort of a benefit to you because you didn't take a licking. You didn't get licked like a stamp for three or four rounds. I mean, get the holy, you know what's kicked out of you over and over. Bang, bang, body and head. Okay? It was a short thing. Boom, flash, you got banged. You're done. Okay? Live to fight another day. You fight four rounds, get beat up like that. Maybe you live to fight another day, but you're not as good as you were the day before. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Sports Overnight America tonight. 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The best things in life are free.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, I let that mug make a mug out of me, but don't anybody try it again.
He holds my hand, I'm so proud. Cause he's not just one of the crowd.
My baby Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. I took a picture with her and my aunt lost the film. Oh, seriously, I miss her. Talking about my aunt. Auntie Julie passed away last December, and life has just hasn't been the same since my second mom left us. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Tomorrow, we pull out all the stops on the 2-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Get this, Gennady Golovkin, undefeated world middleweight champion. He'll be on the card, taking on Marco Antonio Rubio October 18th. And of course, on the same card, the man fighting in November, now training under the tutelage of Virgil Hunter, he of Andre Ward fame in Oakland, California, Mr. Amir Khan, the most popular fighter in the UK. Straight up, Amir Khan has the best chance of beating Floyd Mayweather if Floyd Mayweather were to fight him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, you can join me on the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll talk NFL violence, NFL scores. We'll go around the league and talk about betting tomorrow. We bet on that show. It's all about the money. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, peace, respect, thank you. 'Cause I love you.